Are you looking for ways to prosper in 2024? Then choose Winsky Brothers. Why make mere pennies when you can make dollars? Winsky Brothers is your one-stop solution for all your scrap metal processing, new and used steel sales, and roll-off waste removal needs. Winsky Brothers is number one in customer service and serves Boone, Carroll, Clinton, Tipton counties, and beyond. Visit Winsky Brothers on West Washington Street in Frankfort or online at winskybrothers.com. Winsky Brothers, making more happen for you.
If you need help with getting health coverage, quitting smoking or vaping, resources for a healthy pregnancy, testing for pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections, or getting treatment for mental health or addiction, just call Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. That's Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. Healthy Communities of Clinton County, where they help make the healthy choice the easy choice.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
Attention, all gardeners and landscapers. Are you ready to take your outdoor projects to the next level? Barrett Farms is here to help. From rich black to dark brown mulch, Barrett Farms has the mulch you need to make your landscape pop. Call for an appointment now for convenient pickup or delivery. Barrett Farms is also your go-to source for drainage solutions, including top-of-the-line tile and fittings and durable straw blankets. Call Barrett Farms today, 765-654-8347.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast.
Breezy with a chance of showers today, a high of 76. Mostly cloudy overnight, a low of 60. Sunday, a slight chance of early morning showers, breezy, a high of 81. And Monday, again a chance of showers, a high of 72. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO and Boone 102.7 FM. Weather and news updates 24/7 at Clinton, Carroll, and Boone County DailyNews.com.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. Our next guest on the line is Caden Davis, CP Senior. I'm just going to tab him as an athlete at Clinton Prairie because, as you're going to find out here in a minute, he's played a lot of sports at Clinton Prairie and done really, really well. He's in his final senior year here doing track, and we're going to talk all about that. But good morning, Caden.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for being on. I don't know very many kids at Clinton Prairie that can say they've played as many sports as you have, and even some years. I'm not sure you're doing it this year or not, but two sports in one spring or season. But you're probably going to graduate Clinton Prairie with more than 12 letters, I guess.
Yes, that's correct.
Can you talk about some of those sports have you played and there for the Gophers?
Yeah, so I've been a part of the football team for the 4 years, same with the basketball team, but I just picked up golf and track for the last 2 years.
So golf and track, you're splitting double time this year, just like you did last year.
Yeah. Pretty much don't get home until 7 o'clock every night doing both of those sports, but it's well worth it.
Can you talk a little bit about how you coordinate that between two coaches and your mom and dad and everybody involved to make that happen every day? You got to be on top of your game to be at two places at once.
Yeah, I got really lucky with some flexible track coaches and got lucky with no meets aligning with golf and track, and pretty much just have to drive myself there.
Let's talk a little bit about your track program at Prairie. I know you've been on several winning teams a few years ago. I think the first time I saw you, at a track meet, you were freshman, sophomore, just blowing everybody away in the 4x100, and you guys were conference champs and
yeah.
Leading on to your senior year. Have you been beaten an event yet this year?
No, I'm currently undefeated in every event.
Let's talk a little bit about that. What's your best event, and then work our way down?
I'd say my best event has got to be the 200. I'm 0.2 seconds off the school record right now. But my favorite of it, obviously, is high jump, which I'm only 3 inches off the school record currently.
So let's go back to 200. When you say 0.2 off the record, what is that in time? What is that time you're running?
So the record is 22.7, and I ran a 22.8 or 9, my bad, in the sectionals last year.
Okay. That's pretty fast. Is that the only running event you do?
I also part of the 4x1.
And who are the other guys on that 4x1? I think you mix it up a little bit from time to time, but who's the main guys on there? I know you guys are pretty fast.
Mm-hmm. It's basically just all the football players we have. We have Connor Rios, Wayne Jarbo, and Seth Whitlock.
And to get that fast, I know you guys have put a lot of time in the weight room, and that transfers from the football field over to track. And you guys, I think, won the county meet the other night in a 4x100, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, we did.
Hey, let's talk a little about your whole career at Clinton Prairie. Can you believe it went this fast?
No, it actually went super quick, and I'm counting out my days now.
Counting out your days. You were probably a freshman back around the 2020 season, and I know you played with my son Drew in football, and you can talk about some of those football teams from years past till your senior year.
Yeah, so the freshman year, didn't really have much opportunity to play, but sophomore year I came in and played a lot of minutes. That was probably my favorite class, was my sophomore class. Junior year, started to get the main role, the main purpose on the football team, being the wide receiver. Then senior year, really had to step up a notch and try to get that sectional championship.
Yeah, I just don't know. Let's talk about that, Caden. I said, how are we going to get one of those sectionals out there? We've been so close so many times, and we can't get it, even football or basketball. And we'll talk a little bit about your basketball here in a minute.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been in 2 or 3 sectional games, and it's just always a nail-biter every time.
Yeah, and it's we're just on the wrong end of it, and maybe someday. I really thought your class was going to get one this year in football or basketball. And let's talk about your basketball season. You started 3 years on the varsity, and not a lot of kids can do that. And, you know, you came in as a sophomore, and you had a role to play with that group of seniors with Garrett McGraw, Trevor Funk, Drew Blacker, and some of those guys. And you want to talk about that season?
Yeah, so basically in that season, I wasn't the best at scoring. So Coach said, if you can go in there and get every rebound, I will start you. And that's basically what I did.
And that you did. And the other thing he wanted you to do was play that peck and paw defense and be fast on that baseline. And you definitely could do that.
So I could. I got Defensive Player of the Year that year. And I really did try hard on the defense.
Let's talk a little bit about the last 2 years and maybe even your ability to score the basketball. I think that was where you really improved your game, and not only that, your athletic ability. And a few times this year, I think you threw down some dunks that were pretty impressive.
Yeah, I really put some time in the gym, and it was kind of helped with some plays for me since I'm not really well at dribbling. Yeah, I got up there a couple times.
Can you talk a little about playing with Jake McGraw? I think yesterday he was named to the Lafayette area number one team for small school, and he's playing all over the country right now, scoring 25 points a game. And Jake could find you some nights, couldn't he? He didn't always do all the scoring, but he would pass you the ball down low and get it to you when you needed to.
Definitely a high IQ basketball player, I'll tell you that.
So, finishing up your senior year here, what's the plans going forward for Caden Davis? What do you think you're going to do here in the next coming years?
I'm really pushing myself to go play college football. I went on a visit at Trine University, and I really liked it there.
Well, that's great to hear. So, if we go back, Mom, I think, was a Frontier Falcon, and Dad was a Western Boone Star. So, where'd you get all this athletic ability from? A little of both?
Yeah, I'm not too sure, but I
work. What about your younger sister? She's just now getting started playing sports, but I think she's watched so many sports, she's going to have to be a pretty good athlete.
Yeah, no kidding. She's, I think, already at 3 sports right now.
Three sports, and how old is she?
Seven.
So she's watched a tremendous amount of Kaden Davis, and I think she was one of your biggest supporters, so you'll probably miss that the most.
Yeah.
Hey, Kaden, you got anything else you want to talk to us about? Or actually, I have a guest host in here. Dwayne Blacker came in with me this morning, and maybe he's got a question or two with you.
Hi, Kaden. How you doing?
Hello. I'm doing fine.
I got to see you at your place of business that you worked the other night at the Pizza King. You had a big crowd, right?
Oh, yeah. It was a good turnout.
And for the folks listening, the Pizza King in Colfax and the one in Mulberry and the one in Frankfort hold a night, and they give part of the proceeds to Clinton Prairie for scholarships and things like that. Isn't that correct?
Yes. I think I've done it for 2 or 3 years now.
Yeah. I was happened to be in there. I didn't really know anything about it, and walked in and saw one of my classmates and another Clinton Prairie graduate, Dave Clark, they had me fill out a paper, and I was able to win the top prize that night with an all-season pass.
Yeah, that's really amazing what they're doing in there. They're raising money for Clinton Prairie, my school. Sarah, the owner of the Peace King, did a really good job of organizing and advertising for that.
Kate and I was always quite surprised at the way you could jump, and I've often wondered how you prepared yourself for that. Did that come from weightlifting, or where did it come from, you think?
Yeah, well, I definitely not weightlifting because I don't squat.
I
so
see.
I think it's natural to me.
Came natural. That's okay too.
Well, Dad, you brought up an interesting point about the Pete's King and Colfax, or just kids in general at Clinton Prairie. There's a whole lot of kids like Kaden that work a part-time job besides playing all these sports, and I think that's pretty impressive as well. Can you talk a little bit about trying to juggle all that and play sports, Kaden?
Yeah, so the Pete's King gig, I've been doing it for 4 years, all 4 years of high school. I basically end up just working every Sunday, so those basketball seasons where I have games Friday and Saturday, I have to kind of suck it up for Sunday and work all day.
And then you're not the only one. Your old buddy Whitlock, he's in there too a lot of weekends too, isn't he?
Yes, I got him back to work there.
All right. Hey, Kaden, it was really a good time talking with you here this morning. I'm looking forward to hearing how this trying thing works out for you, because I think you'd be a great athlete up there. Sky's the limit for you, because you can definitely participate with big-time kids and big-time plays.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much for that.
Hey, our guest, you're welcome, Kaden. Our guest this, I guess, this quarter on Inside the Huddle was Kaden Davis, a Clinton Prairie senior, as he's finishing up his last season for spring sport for the Gophers, and he's doing two, golf and track. Pretty impressive. I think he'll finish with over 12 letters for the Gophers, and not many kids can say that. I want to thank our sponsors, Susan Casper State Farm, Winsky Brothers Incorporated, Barrett Farms Incorporated, and Healthy Communities of Clinton County. We'll be back next. Kurt Slicker, Clinton Prairie Football.
Are you looking for ways to prosper in 2024? Then choose Winsky Brothers. Why make mere pennies when you can make dollars? Winsky Brothers is your one-stop solution for all your scrap metal processing, new and used steel sales, and roll-off waste removal needs. Winsky Brothers is number one in customer service and serves Boone, Carroll, Clinton, Tipton counties, and beyond. Visit Winsky Brothers on West Washington Street in Frankfort or online at WinskyBrothers.com. Winsky Brothers, making more happen for you.
If you need help with getting health coverage, quitting smoking or vaping, resources for a healthy pregnancy, testing for pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections, or getting treatment for mental health or addiction, just call Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. That's Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. Healthy Communities of Clinton County, where they help make the healthy choice the easy choice.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Attention, all gardeners and landscapers. Are you ready to take your outdoor projects to the next level? Barrett Farms is here to help. From rich black to dark brown mulch, Barrett Farms has the mulch you need to make your landscape pop. Call for an appointment now for convenient pickup or delivery. Barrett Farms is also your go-to source for drainage solutions, including top-of-the-line tile and fittings and durable straw blankets. Call Barrett Farms today, 765-654-8347.
Welcome back, fourth quarter. Great Saturday morning here talking high school sports in Clinton County. Hey, Coach, I don't know if you heard that or not, but we just got off the line with Caden Davis, a good athlete at Clinton Prairie, and he's finishing up his senior season playing two sports for the Gophers, golf and track, and doing extremely well. Let's talk about Caden here real quick before we move into talking about Clinton Prairie football.
Well, Caden's had he's been a special athlete at Clinton Prairie really for 4 years now, right? He is all area, all conference in football the last couple of years. Certainly one of the leaders on our basketball team this past season to a conference championship and a very successful year. And then, going into the spring here, being able to do multiple sports, not many kids can, succeed at multiple sports in this day and age with all the time commitments and all that. So Caden's been a special kid for Clinton Prairie fans to see. And, for us coaches, he's been a blessing for us. And, we look forward to hopefully getting Caden playing some college ball here in the future. We're hoping.
That's what he said. He said he took a visit to Trine and was trying to see if that could be a possibility. And I think the Gophers have had several kids here in recent years that, could deserve that.
Yeah, we had the Trine coach came in the other day, was in the building, and met with some of our boys. And certainly Caden is one of them that, they're hoping to get, as it's interesting to talk to these coaches. Really, it's up to the kids, right? I mean, the coaches can want them, but the kids have to make a decision and the families what's best for the student and the student-athlete. And, I know Trine's a possibility for him right now, and if that doesn't work out, maybe we can find something else for him as well.
Let's move on to what we're having you on here for this morning. The Gophers have a big event tonight, the Eagles, and let's talk about that.
Well, yeah, first of all, appreciate everybody who's stepped up and helped to put this together. Really, it started with an idea. Coach Brian Craig and his dad has coached football for years up in Michigan. We were sitting in the field house one day, and we're like, gosh, we got to find a way to, make a fundraiser here somehow that's fun, not just going out and trying to sell slots on a board. So he's like, hey, my dad runs a countdown. Anyway. So between that, I make a phone call to Dave Jacobs. I remember it was in December, early December, and I said, hey, Dave, I've got an idea. What do you think? Next thing you know, Dave says, well, hey, let me get back to you. I know Billy Bird's there at the Eagles. So he calls Billy. Next thing I know, we've got a meeting. Dave Jacobs, me, and Billy Bird's met before Christmas. And I went up there and kind of passed the idea off to Billy. And really, since that moment on, Billy's like, yep, sounds like a great idea. And the Eagles, they're in town, have supported this and helped us put it together, and just thought it would be a really fun night. We get some live entertainment after the countdown tonight. The countdown starting at 6, but really the key was then, for a countdown to be successful, right, you got to be able to sell your tickets. And I can't thank all the people who've helped sell the tickets and buy the tickets to support this event tonight. And somebody tonight's going to be a big winner, hopefully, with some big money.
Yeah, they're building it on what I saw on what they sent me, the $5,000 countdown. I think Dave texted me last night and said it had around 50 or 60 tickets left. You can still purchase those. So that's why it was important to get you on here this morning so we can get that to that 500 goal that you guys set.
Well, when we originally set out, we thought, well, maybe we could sell 300. And then it became, okay, the challenge was to sell 200 at the Eagles and 200 through Clinton Prairie. And right now we're sitting on about 435 tickets sold. So we do have some tickets available. But we're real happy with the amount that we've sold. Anytime you try something new, you're never quite sure, you know, people will participate. You knew some would, but to be able to get over 400 tickets sold at this point is nice. There are still tickets available tonight. And, you know, this is, after talking to Billy yesterday and several times, this is open to the public. You do not have to be a member of the Eagles to go tonight. Now, to be in the room, to see the live entertainment, to get a table, I think that you have to have a ticket initially. But, you know, if you're going there to see the band tonight, you'll be able to get in and do that as well. So, yeah, there's still some tickets available. And, you know, right now the tickets would be at the Eagles. We don't have them anywhere else. But, yeah, the countdown will start at 6. And the plan is for that to be done about 8 o'clock. And then after 8 o'clock, we've got a couple live bands. Billy's lined up, and that's kind of the plan for the evening.
And I can echo your statements on thanking the Eagles. They've been a great supporter of all sports Clinton County, but they've been especially special, it seems like, for the Gophers, you know, in many, many, many years, and this is going to be no exception. We can't thank them enough.
Well, you know, you're right. They have helped us in all kinds of areas out there at Clinton Prairie, and I know they helped our cheerleaders earlier this year. You know, I know they've made donations to Rossville. I know they've worked with Frankfort and Clinton Central in the past. So, you know, we're just blessed to have such good people working there at the Eagles who are willing to do this. This is not something that's easy to put together, right? It takes leadership, and it takes want to. And really what it shows is how much the people at the Eagles there care about the kids in the community. Because really who's benefiting the most tonight besides the big winner are the student-athletes at Clinton Prairie. You know, raising this money really helps us across the board. It's not just a football thing. This is going to help us in all areas. And, you know, really fantastic to have such support in Clinton County that they've shown us.
And with that support, I think one of the things you're trying to raise with this money is some technology to help out the coaching staff with iPads and cameras to see everything in real time. For a 1A football program to have something like that is like a dream. You go to a 5 or 6A and, you know, they've had them for years, but the amount of money for something like that for Clinton Prairie to have is going to be special if you can achieve that. Right, Coach?
Well, that was the initial goal, was how are we going to be able to, you know how the world works now, right? Everything's technology. It won't surprise me here in a few years, Jamie, if we have, you know, microphones and whatever in helmets and all that kind of technology. It just won't. We're already doing it in baseball. We're calling pitches, you know, with headsets on, and the catcher has the headset, and you don't even really have to. So the game's changing on, you know, in all areas in terms of technology. And we felt like this would be something, if we could gain more technology through being able to watch, you know, iPad throughout the game and show the players, you know, at halftime or whenever they come off the field, of the good and bad things that are going on. But that stuff costs money. And, you know, you've got to, sometimes there's a limited budget for what we can spend. Already at Prairie, you know, we already have equipment needs, and you know how much helmets cost nowadays and shoulder pads. The price of those certainly isn't going down. So to be able to achieve these goals, you know, the Eagles has already given us over $3,000 to help us buy the huddle camera that'll do a lot of work for us. And, you know, just to be able to get this whole package is quite a bit of money. So this event tonight will be a big step in being able to accomplish those goals.
And Clinton Prairie has done a great job, I believe, giving you guys the tools you need, the equipment that I used to play in, you know, what they do now. I mean, it's top-notch.
Well, certainly the administration out there from the board on down. You know, and really this event tonight was board-approved, so I want to thank the members of the school board and President Justin Burr. I mean, without that, you know, we wouldn't have this possible tonight. You know, they approved this event for us tonight, and, you know, certainly I would say this, that, you know, I know that, you know, some seasons here have ended just really close to having that success we want. But people out there at Clinton Prairie are committed. You know, the kids are working hard right now. You know, everybody wants success. And as I said, our basketball team this year, our boys team, had an amazing season. And, you know, right now our baseball team is very young. My goodness, are we young. Same with our softballs and our girls basketball this year. So, you know, we certainly have the support of the administration out there in terms of trying to get us what we need to help our programs achieve at the highest level possible.
Let's take a second here and talk about your Gopher football program. How's the spring going? You have a lot of kids in track and a lot of them in baseball. And if you're not one of those, you're probably lifting most days.
Well, you know, hopefully everybody's lifting every day is what I say. You know, like that's how you control what you can control. So we've, you know, obviously we're working hard in the weight room. our call-out meeting, you know, we have well over 60 kids right now in the top four grades who are showing up. We have what we call football school on Friday mornings where the kids come in, and it's not necessarily more of a classroom kind of deal. We'll talk about leadership and introduce some of the things on a video board or on a board, just trying to make sure everybody knows. You know, sometimes you take for granted what knowledge that people really have about football, especially your players. Some things that you think might be basic, some of the kids might not really know. It might be as simple as naming the gaps potentially on an offense or a defense. You know, what's an A gap, a B gap? You know, what's the lingo? And sometimes you just assume things. So we've had something called football school going on this spring. And certainly we're very happy with the amount of kids we have participating in multiple sports. I'm a believer that, hey, if you have the ability, go play. Whether it's golf, track, basketball, wrestle, whatever it is, right? Be active, because that 4 years is over quick, as you know and I know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then especially these kids that went through COVID, it was even quicker than that.
That's for sure.
Hey, can you talk a little bit about your time at Clinton Prairie so far? I know you and I have talked quite a bit. You feel pretty blessed to be here, I think. A little bit different than the last your stop.
Well, you know, I knew when I got over here, Brian Eaton was my initial connection. I had worked with Brian at McCutcheon for years, and, Brian always said, he always said such positive things about working at Prairie. You know, there's no perfect job, Jamie. We all know this, right? So I'm not going to sit here and say everything's perfect, but my goodness and my blessed to work with such great people. The community has been, very, 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 very supportive. There's so many people who have helped us in so many ways, right? We've had from getting food for our players, and we've had these gopher nights and things like that.
54-year-old ball boys.
Oh, yeah. we got you guys helping with the stats. It really has been a blessing for me. I feel blessed, too, to have Brian Craig. I had worked with Brian for years at McCutcheon before, so to get him over there has been a real blessing for us. You know, being able to get Sean Wines back out, one thing that Sean Wines does, and that guy cares about kids, cares about his teaching. We've been blessed to have a coaching staff and support people there. You know, and we've had a couple pretty good seasons. We've just come up a little bit short, and, what you do is you go back to work. You know, you feel bad for the kids that didn't achieve it, but the ones that are coming back, right, you still set your goals high. And, our goal is to move forward here, and, one of the ways we're going to do that is be a little bit stronger, be as dedicated as we can be to the program.
That's what I was going to bring up, Coach. I think the difference is when you get to Class A football and the sectional finals, the regionals, is just being a little bit stronger, a little bit more mentally tougher than your opponents, because it jumps up real high after them first two rounds, and you get to the sectional finals, those teams are there, should be there, and then the regional, it steps up even more, and I think you're just right there, but building that program starts in the spring.
It does. You build football programs in the off season. You know, I had a guy, an old coach, tell me one time, hey, you can work really hard in the summer, and my goodness, does the summer matter? You know, not saying it doesn't. But really, football teams are molded from November on, right? You've got to work in the wintertime. You've got to work in the springtime, right? You've got to develop that strength, that core strength in kids, and have them get excited about lifting. You know, and to win in November, you know, you just need to be a balanced team, right? You've got to be able to move the ball, and you got to be able to stop the opponents. You know, the last couple of years, we've had some really close games that we just haven't been able to get that defensive stop or that late offensive score that we've needed. But we've had some good things. We certainly are going to miss some of our seniors who are going away. But we're excited about our young kids. We're excited about our numbers. We think we have some talent coming back that hasn't had a chance to shine on Friday nights that we think will be able to shine this year on Friday nights.
So let's talk a little bit one more time. The reason we had you on here today, the Gophers are having an event tonight at the Eagles in Frankfort. Eagles 976 is a $5,000 countdown benefit to Clinton Prairie football. There'll be doors opening probably at 6. I don't see it on here, but a band playing at 8, and it's called Fleetwood to Max and the Victims of Love. I butchered that, sorry, and that's an Eagles tribute. The band starts at 8. Tickets are $50 to get in. The countdown starts at 6 o'clock. So anything you want to add to that, Coach?
Well, you can get in without a ticket into the Eagles night. But you can't get into the countdown room without a ticket.
Man, I really want to be there, but my wife's telling me I have to go to Lafayette to a wedding. So,
well,
you know how that pains me, Coach. But I am going to leave here, and hopefully somebody at the Eagles is there right now because I'm going to go buy a ticket just so I buy a ticket to support.
Well, I will tell you, right, you're right. As long as your ticket's in the building tonight, you do not, or just anyone tonight, if you bought a ticket, you do not have to attend tonight. As long as your ticket's there, it's proof that, right, you bought the ticket, you can still be a big winner tonight. So we appreciate your support, Jamie. I appreciate you having me on. And, again, I can't thank the people at the Eagles and people like Dave Jacobs who have helped make this possible tonight.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate you being on. It'll be great to hear in the coming weeks how that event went.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks, Jamie. Have a good one.
See you.
All right, take care. Also, one more time, we just want to mention the other benefit that's happening tonight. This is for Kent Kershaval, who is battling pancreatic cancer. There's a benefit tonight at Michigantown Christian Church. It's a benefit dinner and auction, 5 o'clock until 7, and they have a lot of great things lined up for the auction part. A Purdue basketball autographed by Coach Painter.
That's what I want.
Is that what you want?
Yeah,
I figured.
Yeah, thing ought to go high. I went to
Dad's
an event
got his
a
Purdue
few weeks
hat
ago,
on.
And everybody... Everybody wanted a Purdue basketball signed by Matt Painter.
Sure, who doesn't, yeah. Right? Especially after this year.
Yeah.
They've got other things as well. They've got, I love this, corn salsa available for purchase, but tons of things in there, wreaths, flowers, artwork, decor, gift cards, lots of goods and services, baked goods and more. I know there's Indiana Beach tickets in there as well. And so, again, this is a fundraiser tonight at Michigantown Christian Church for Kent Kershaval, who is battling pancreatic cancer, and he is the brother of Carl, who you've heard for many years here on WILO. So 5 o'clock until 7 tonight at Michigantown Christian Church. And so we wish everybody who's going out for these fundraisers tonight, a thank you for supporting our community. And it's a great chance to get out and support some great
and
things.
And I want to thank our co-guest today. He threw a couple questions in there.
My dad, Dwayne
Blacker.
Great. Good
thanks
to
for
have
being
you.
In here. And he brought food for us.
That's even better.
I used to be on the WILO radio years ago, so it's kind of neat for me to do it again.
I remember that. You have been very busy in our community throughout the years as well.
Thank you, Cindy. It was nice to be here this morning.
We're glad to have you. Jamie, we're going to go through the sponsors again, and we'll call it a day.
Absolutely. Susan Casper State Farm, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms Incorporated, and Healthy Communities of Clinton County. Can't thank them enough. Inside the Huddle, that's a wrap.